Acts 2, verse 42 through 47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks, Shannon Smith. So this is a very famous passage. We're reading through the book of Acts this month. This is kind of cornerstone-ish passage. A lot of people look to this passage to understand what is the local church, right?
Right.
So what is the response to what we talked about yesterday? What is the response to Jesus is the Messiah? He has come to bring salvation. He has come to bring us back into the presence of God. It's the local church,
right?
I mean, it's kind of like, okay, if you really believe these things, your next impulse is, okay, we need to form a church. We need to be a part of a church.
Right. And they were anxious to do that. And they were anxious to obey and to believe and to gather together with one another in love and to, you know, to fellowship, to support each other, to care for the, you know, the poor. They wanted to worship God. You know, they were related to God in worship. They worshiped in the temple, in their home, in their prayers with joy and with reverence. And then they also, you know, related to the world and how they, you know, they were into, they wanted to reach others. They were engaged in evangelism. And it's just beautiful. I just think this picture reminds me of Thomas's sermon. And just, you know, when people witness this kind of thing happening, they want to be a part of it.
Yes.
You know, and it just, it also reminds me of, I've said this before, Keller has this in some book that I read. He said, you want to be the kind of church that if you were to move out of the city or wherever, that people would say, you know, I didn't really agree with their stance on abortion or same-sex marriage or whatever, but gosh, I'm sad that they're gone because of the things that they were, you know, doing for the city and you know, the things that they witnessed and how they cared for one another, and not just each other, but those outside the church. I don't know. I just think this is just beautiful.
And really, like, when you think of Christians and Christianity, are we really known by our fellowship and love for one another? Are we real? Do we really know? Do we delight in the apostles' teaching or the Word of God? Are we known by prayer?
Right.
Are we the kind of people that are generous? Are we the kind of people that really want to look out for one another? Are we the kind of people that sell our possessions and distribute them?
They're generous. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Is this the marks of our lives? And if it's not,
it's pretty timely right now too.
Yeah, but if it's not, you should ask the question, okay, has the gospel actually penetrated?
Exactly.
Do I believe in a Christianity that's not very Christian? You know, or is this taking over me?
Right.
Is this true of my life?
Yeah.
So I totally agree, and I think this is just a great, even it's a good thing for us to hear as a church. Okay, so. Are we
challenge.
In fellowship with one
right.
another? Are we delighting in the Word of God together?
Are we worshiping together? I mean, we are called to gather together. And, you know, it's hard during this COVID time. It's so easy, you know, to sit home and watch a live stream. But we are called together to worship. And I know it's hard sometimes, but if we're able to, then we should. I really believe that.
Are our hearts glad?
Yeah.
How about that?
Exactly. I like that.
Are our hearts generous? So anyway, yeah, there's a lot to think
there's
about.
There's a lot of good
this,
stuff.
But again, and again, this is not just like a template for church growth. Oh, if you want to grow a church, be glad and generous. No, it's not saying that. It's saying the result of the gospel is generosity, gladness, fellowship, and the watching world, to your point about Thomas's sermon, he had the angry eyes and the kind eyes, right?
Right.
The watching world will see that and be like, you know, some of them may say, I don't agree with that. Some of them may say, I got to learn more about this because, you know, this seems true. It seems right.
Well, ultimately, all this comes from just this overflowing gratitude of, you know, for what Christ has done for us. When we get who he is, and maybe we don't fully get it until we're glorified, but when we really get who he is and what he's done on our behalf, don't we want to do all this.
And I would just say,
I mean, it's just so
it's what Christ did for us.
Yeah.
And then the result of what he's done for us, fellowship with God.
Right.
If we have fellowship with God, then we have a right kind of fellowship
with one another. But do we let that sink in? I mean, do we really meditate on that? And as it changes.
Well, it's a great thing to meditate on today. So for Shannon Smith, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant. And Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.